This podcast replay is brought to you by HialeahParkCasino.com, your entertainment destination. Casino, poker, dining, and simulcast racing so you can wager on some of the best tracks in the country. Go to HialeahParkCasino.com to sign up for promotions, giveaways, and events.
Let's get to some birthdays today, ladies and gentlemen. Elton John today is 77 years old. Big Sean, the rapper, is 36. Aretha Franklin, rest in peace, born on this date in 42. We lost her in 2018. Sarah Jessica Parker is 59 years old today. Danica Patrick is 42. Kyle Lowry is 38, the waist. Catherine McPhee is 40. Let's see. Smoke show. Anybody else? Well, ending on Catherine McPhee is not a bad way to end things. It's actually a very good way to end things. My opinion, of course. So now we go to music history today. Oh, before I do music history, by the way, no one won the jackpot. Monday's Powerball jackpot now will be worth an estimated $800 million. Zero players matched all six numbers during the $758 million drawing. Monday's Powerball jackpot will be the sixth largest drawing in games history and 12th largest drawing in U.S. lottery history. The odds of winning the Mega Millions jackpot are now reported to be $1 in $292.2 million. All right? Powerball jackpot, we don't need to go into all the minutiae of the whole thing. Play it. If you get rich, invite Sean and myself to a steak. Okay, that's what I would say. Sean and myself to a steak. If you can do that, that would be very nice on your part. You know what I'm saying? Let's go with music history today. Why don't we? Since today is March 25, what happened today in music history? In 67, Cream and The Who played their first ever U.S. gig as part of a rock extravaganza in New York City. By the way, I just read this morning, Pete Townsend said that he expects The Who to do one final tour. So for those of you that won one last chance to see the guys, you might have it. In 95, singer Eddie Vedder was rescued after being swept 250 feet offshore in New Zealand. Eddie Vedder does some crazy shit. How he's still with us? It's a miracle, bro. How he didn't fall from the scaffolding and kill himself from doing all that shit all the time. It's amazing to me. He should thank his lucky stars, as they say, because he's got more lives than a cat. Second. Ozzy's number one, and he's next. In 2005, Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne had to flee their English mansion after a fire broke out. As they slept, a smoke detector woke them up, and grabbing their pets, they ran out of the house. Again, Ozzy should have been dead 30 years ago, 40 years ago. In 89, it was Mike and the Mechanics at number one on the hits charts with The Living Years. Take these broken dreams. No, that's another one. In 72, by the way, Paul Carrack, underrated Paul Carrack. Seriously, it's been all over the place. Squeeze, Mike and the Mechanics, Solo. What's that band he had early on where he first had that hit? What's the name of that band? I mean, he is so underrated, Paul Carrack. He just is, dude. Just does it. Nobody ever talks about that guy. Super talent, bro. Anyway, in 72, America on this date had the number one song in America with a horse with no name. In 67, the Turtles started a three-week run on the singles charts with Happy Together. In 2002, Soundgarden singer Chris Cornell walked out of rehearsals for a new project with members of Rage Against the Machine. He would later return, and the band would take the name Audioslave. And that, my friends, is what happened today in music history. Okay? There you go. You know what? I'm going to look for it myself. Paul Carrack. Ace. Damn it. Ace, Squeeze, Mike and the Mechanics. Are you kidding me, bro? Obviously, his solo stuff. He's done some stuff. Well, but the Ringo stuff, yeah, whatever. I don't even know what Warm Dust is. He was in some band called Warm Dust before Ace. Okay. Ace is the song. How long has this been going on? That's Paul Carrack. He's a stud, bro. Just a stud. Stud. Seriously. That guy just gets no kind of recognition because he's just kind of an under the radar guy. And he's like been all over the place. And you're like, oh, that's him. Oh, that's him. That's him. Like, what the hell, dude? Like, who is this guy? Why hasn't he had even a bigger career? That Catherine McPhee is a smoke show and a half. God bless her. 74-year-old husband, David Foster. Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy? Big O, I like the Miami Heat, but they need to be more consistent. When the two games, when they lose four games, they need to be more. Dude, they're 20-20 in 40 games. This is who they are. They're 20-20 in the last 40 games. They're a 500 team. It's what they are. And it's what I've been telling you as of late, right? Jimmy's done, bro. Jimmy's cooked. He only has so much left in the tank. He has to pace himself now. He cannot even go on a tear to help you in your standings. That's how shitty it's become now. You know, before it was kind of coasting and you don't show up. And so you end up in the bottom of the playoff ringer because you have no stars. You have Jimmy. And if he doesn't play, there's no other stars on this team. And so now he can't even do that, ladies and gentlemen. He can't even do that. He can't. He'll give you some effort, but he can't. He can't go out and go all out. Unfortunately for him. By the way, thank you, Ocala Joe. Appreciate you, my man. A little love on Cash App or Venmo at Cash Big O Show. That is Cash Big O Show. Cash App or Venmo. Appreciate you, my brother. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As always, Ocala Joe. Very nice of you, sir. Okay. What else do we have? You guys got any other questions? Because I don't know if I have. Oh, by the way, somebody asked me. You got me thinking. That was pretty good, too, by the way. Somebody asked me, will a Satoshi ever be equal to a dollar? And so when you buy Bitcoin and you buy like a buck or $5 or $15, you're buying sats. That's what it is. You're stacking sats. Okay? Whatever you buy 50 bucks, it's sats. You buy $500, it's sats. Unless you're going to buy a whole Bitcoin, okay? So, and it depends on how many sats you're buying, right? So, example, 100 satoshis are 6 cents. But as the value goes up, it's going to go up even more. And so somebody asked me, would a satoshi be ever a dollar? And right now, for a dollar, you'll get 1,300 sats. Okay? You'll learn all this because this is going to become normal in your lives. All right? So the dollar will crumble, but the dollar may crumble before it is equal to one sat. That's what I was thinking about. Because think about it. 100 of them is 6 cents. So to get to a dollar, it's going to, you know, Bitcoin's going to have to be at, I don't know. I'm not that good at math. I need my wife here, my daughter, for that, because they're the math geniuses. I'm the idiot. They're going to need, I don't know how many millions will Bitcoin have to be in order for one sat to be equal to a dollar. But I'll tell you this, by the time it gets to that, our dollar has completely collapsed at that point. That's the sad part. If it gets to that. By the way, we're at 69,631. So we're now finding some kind of a home right now in that mid 69s right now. Okay. Not bad. Not bad. All right. What do we got here? Any questions? Anything going on? Happy birthday, Kyle. Oh, Kyle Lousy. Oh, yes. Happy birthday, Kyle Lousy. There you go. Happy birthday, Hoyt Axton. Who is Hoyt Axton? I'm missing it there, Rosendo. I apologize. It went over me. I don't know who Hoyt Axton is. Is that somebody of historic note that I should know of? Let's see. Yeah, Jimmy's like X-Men. Stick a fork in him. Done. Yeah, pretty much. Will the Heat make an impact this year in the playoffs? I don't know. It's a great question. I have a hard time believing they're going to do the same thing they did last year with, you know, the way Jimmy is. And there's really no other star that will elevate themselves. You have role players that will hopefully take turns and help Jimmy night in and night out. You know, that's kind of what you hope for. I don't know if it'll happen or not. It's a lot to ask. It really is. Oh, do you think that the betting problems that Ohtani is facing will lead to changes in online betting protocol? No, I don't think so at all. It's up to players to have the discipline, you know, but they have to prove it. And I got to tell you, Dougie Fresh, I don't think nobody's, unless you get into his personal records, you know what I mean? If somebody can hack into that and then do it, but baseball is going to protect him. The Dodgers are going to protect him. We're never going to find out if he was truly illegally betting. You know? That's just it. Those are the facts, man. So we're just going to guess from here on out. Because the rest of this is all prejudice and misinformation. The beaten generation. The beaten generation. I'm just saying, open your eyes, open your imagination. I feel like hearing that song when I get off the air. Such a great song. Jimmy's window closed when Lillard was traded to Milwaukee. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, Tony. Yeah, the window's closed. You know, I mean, let's look in the mirror. Let's be honest with ourselves. Okay. Did anybody ever imagine what happened the last 4 years? Could ever imagine it? You could never imagine it. You would have, if I told you 5 years ago, hey, for the next 4 years, they're going to add Jimmy Butler. And with Jimmy Butler and the rest of the guys, they're going to get to the finals a couple times in the Eastern Conference Finals, 3 times. And they're going to get to a game 7 and a game 6. And you're going to tell me, dude, what are you smoking? What kind of drugs are you on? Those guys will be lucky to get out of the second round one time. They're going to win the Eastern Conference? They're going to get to the finals? They're going to extend the finals? No, get the hell out of here. You're full of shit. You would never believe me. Not in 1,000 years, because the brutal honesty is they have overachieved. Like, I don't remember another team at overachieving in a four-year stretch better than the Miami Heat in the last 30, 40 years in the NBA. 1 year, yeah. For sure. Denver, you know, surprising in the playoffs and, you know, whatever. What was it, Seattle or the Lakers or somebody or whatever? The Knicks, they were kind of injured. And that's really why they were a later seed. And then they got to the finals. You know, I've seen this shit for a year. I've never seen this for 4 years. I've never seen a coach, no one. I have never seen anybody get more out of less than Eric Spoelstra has in the last 4 years with the Miami Heat. It is the greatest bunch of coaching that I have ever seen in a Miami Heat team. Better than all the titles. And if you're honest with yourselves, we are playing with house freaking money. Okay? House money. We really have, this is kind of the year that we should be like, the cold water should be doused. Let's be honest. This is the year that we should get doused with the cold water, the reality. And it's like, you know, as we say in Spanish, hasta cuando? Till when? How much more do you guys want to milk this? How much more miracle runs do you all want? Because you've had four of them already. You've had four more than Sacramento's ever had in their entire existence. You've had four more than the Charlotte Hornets have ever had for their entire existence. Think about that. Just let that marinate in there a little while. Okay? You've had 4 years that the Minnesota Timberwolves have never had in their entire existence. And you did it with the front office's B game because they haven't had an A game in a while. The only one that brought the A game is Eric Spoelstra. That's the A game. So if we're really honest with ourselves, we're playing with house money this year with the Heat. We've been playing with house money. We have no business going again to the Eastern Conference Finals or the Finals. Eric Spoelstra has no business doing what he did the last 4 years, and yet he did it. So the only thing we can do is hope for another miracle again. But the reality, dig deep down inside in your gut, in your heart. Should you really make another run? Honestly, are you really worthy of it? No, you're not. So all we can do now is hang on to see how they end this, you know, season, because it's been very mediocre, very disappointing. And will they have another miracle turnaround in the playoffs? I have a hard time believing that. But then again, you would have gotten me every single time the last 4 years. So you'll get me again on this one, because I don't expect much from the Heat this year. I just can't. It's not fair. It's not realistic. Do I think Pete Rose ever gets into the Hall? No, I don't. No remorse. So, you know, I get it. He deserves to be in a player, but the guy's been a king-size asshole, and he just doesn't get it, never gotten it. Instead of, brother, just be remorseful from the get-go. We all screw up. There's nothing wrong. We're human beings. We have weaknesses. We have our weak moments. We have things that we regret, we do, we say. Everybody does it. If you live long enough, you're going to have regrets, dude. But it's, remember what I just talked about earlier, that in this world, we have people that are all in on something. And even though they're wrong, now they're going to do whatever they can to stand on it. You know? And that's kind of what's going on. And Pete Rose, like, he wanted to stand on that. So guess what? Screw you, bro. Too late. Too bad. Get lost. You're not, you're just not. Pete Rose is not a good person. Let's just call it like it is, dude. The guy's not a good person. That's all. It's always been about him. You have those people in this world that they're just self-centered and everything's about them and the hell with the world and it's all, and you know, it's going on in public right now. Anyway, you said it from the beginning, Big O, that when the Heat signed Jimmy, they needed to sign another star, and Jimmy's last shot was with Dane. Yeah. Yeah. It was a great run, better than I expected. Better than I'm sure Jimmy expected. Like I told Ira Winderman today, the Heat gave him a stage that might elevate him to the Hall of Fame. Without this stage, he doesn't get to the Hall of Fame, if he's ever going to get there. But if the door's ever going to be open just a little bit for Jimmy, this is it now. With what he did the last 4 years by himself to help lift this team as far as he got, freaking awesome. But he needed that other star, and that was obvious. And that's where, unfortunately, that's why I say the front office has had its B game, because you're still getting to the finals, Eastern Conference. You're still going to the playoffs. So Pat Riley still does an excellent job, but unfortunately, he has not done well lately in bringing in a whale. And that's because you need the player to help you. And that's the other thing that I, you know, that was a bad sales point by some people, that Jimmy can attract stars. No, he can't. No, he can't. That's a lie. He was never able to attract stars. We all know what Big O's karaoke song is. That's it. Double Dutch. You got me. You got me. And I could kind of do his voice too, right? Right? It's a fee, fi, fo, fum. Well, I'll be done. Here we come. So I'm pretty close. Since I can't sing, I can find somebody that has a sound. So then I just got to match the sound since I can't sing. But I can try to match a sound. Tiptoes through the tulips. See, there you go. I'm matching a sound. We're there. Not unloading Tyler Hero was... XJ, nobody wanted his ass. See? You're the unrealistic fan. They wanted to unload his ass. Nobody wanted him. So you're going to have to give him away. You're going to have to tag a first rounder with him. Can't do that, bro. You can't keep giving away picks. Do not pick on the front. Pick on them for drafting him. Pick on them for giving him a long-term contract if you want. Don't blame him for not being able to trade him. Who the hell wants Tyler Hero, bro? The only people that wanted Tyler Hero are some of the people on the beat that kept selling this bullshit about Tyler and making excuses for them, or the Heat themselves, or some of you sucker fans that keep waiting for him to turn some corner that there's never happening. Like, bro, the bubble was 4 years ago. Enough already. Like, how many more times? So that's on you, dude. That's not on them. Blame CJ. Blame them for the extension. Okay? And now it's really turned out to be that it's really not a good draft pick anymore. Really, it's not. It's not. He's got talent, but he's got... no toughness, no consistency, no availability. So, no reliability. So, you know what I mean? I disagree with you wholeheartedly. You're looking at it wrong. If anything, you can say, yeah, that didn't end up in hindsight now. Not a good draft pick and a terrible contract. That's how you got to view it. That's the way Tyler Hero is viewed. Not a good draft pick and a terrible contract. Okay? Not a bust, because he's not a bust, because he can play. But because he's not available and he's always injured, not a good draft pick. And the contract, oh my God, the contract's a cancer. That's how you do it. Don't blame him for trading. You needed some stupid team, really stupid team, to want to give up anything. Just a second rounder to acquire that salary. You wouldn't even get a second rounder to acquire that salary. Because how do you get something and bring somebody on that's just absolutely unreliable? And that's what it should be on the back of his jersey, is Tyler Unreliable. That should be the name on the back of his jersey. Not Hero, Unreliable. So look at it that way. Blame the team. Look at it and say, because at that moment, we can't say it was a bad pick. We have to say, in hindsight now, the draft pick ain't shit. Because you really don't. And then the contract is a joke. An absolute joke. By the way, be there. The fair, over 80 rides, 130 food stands, baby. General admission pricing, just $16. And it's running through April 7th. Fair opens daily at 4 p.m. Spring break and weekends at noon, folks. Check it out. All kinds of rides. And they've got the unlimited ride tickets. You can get them $40. We'll be there next Wednesday, broadcasting live, baby. Be there, the fair. Oh, you just sounded like Tiny Tim. That was the idea, bro. You picked up on it. You picked up on Tiny Tim. See, I can do, I forgot the guy's name for Double Dutch, and I can do Tiny Tim. You got a recording contract? I'm signing. Let's go. Where's it at? I can do sound. Can't sing, but I can do sound. So.
Yeah, I can do the Bob Dylan stuff too, because it's not a voice, it's a sound.
So we'll do Bob Dylan. So I can do a best of, I'll do a Bob Dylan, Tiny Tim, and bro, what the hell's going on here? Let me get the damn name here. Double Dutch. Frankie Smith. So I can do Frankie Smith, Tiny Tim, and Bob Dylan. So get me a recording contract. I'll do like 3-4 songs of each. And that's it. We'll make lots of money. There you go. You got the cash. I got the sound. Let's make lots of money. There you go. I can't do Pet Shop Boys, but it is an opportunity. The Heat needs to clean house this offseason and build with young talent. Oh God. Pete De La Torre. This is Palacalle, isn't it? This is Palacalle. How many of you think that this is Eddie Palacalle, Pete De La Torre? Hey, come on. Come on. Come on. The band Eddie Palacalle has returned with Pete De La Torre. So this is pretty soon Pete Palacalle, right? The Heat needs to clean house. They're called guaranteed contracts. You just can't clean house. Oh. I mean, seriously, come on, man. You guys got to like know what's going on before you comment. You just can't dump salaries, dude. In the NBA and Major League Baseball and hockey, it's very complicated because they're guaranteed. In football, you have some options sometimes. Depends on the signing bonus and when it was given and all that stuff. But, you know, you can sometimes cut a guy, take a hit, this, that. In basketball, it's not how it goes. And, you get a player and you get a player and you get a player. No, that just doesn't. They have to want those players. And then you have to make a trade. And then maybe they don't want them for that price. And then you got to give up picks. And it's very complicated, Palacalle. There's no doubt that's him because the question already gave it away, you know, not very knowledgeable. So that kind of like gave it away. Actually, you sound drunk more like Sammy Davis Jr. Nah. I did a pretty good Bob Dylan there. And Bob Dylan sounds drunk. So it's pretty good. Pretty accurate doing Bob Dylan. Yeah, Bob Dylan sounds drunk. It's kind of what it is. It's a really annoying voice. My buddy sings Dylan at karaoke. Asked him why. He says, Dylan can't sing. I can't sing. Perfect match. He's right. Dylan can't sing. It's a sound. David Lee Roth can't sing. It's a sound. There are people that got away with a sound in music. They didn't really have a voice. They had a sound. There are people that have voices, lots of them, but they're actually people that actually have a sound. And this, there's nothing wrong with that as long as it sounds good. David Lee Roth could never really sing, but he had this bluesy type of scratchy sound that with the music, it was a marriage made in freaking heaven. You know, so we've had singers like that throughout the Clash. You fucking think the Clash can sing? It's a sound. Think the Ramones are singing? It's a sound. You know, but if you can master that sound, then your fan gets adjusted to it and it's music to them. Because Tchaikovsky might be music to some, boring to others, right? And death metal, well, might be music to some, noise to like people like me. You know what I'm saying? But that's kind of the way it goes. So, you know, your buddy's right. Bob Dylan can't sing for shit, but he has a sound. It's not a singing voice, but it is a sound that is distinctive, and it goes with his music, and his lyrics are the one thing I will never take away from Bob Dylan. He is a phenomenal lyricist. Okay. If you read his lyrics, you know, it's pretty freaking awesome shit. All right. But I've never been a Dylan guy myself, but it is a sound. Your buddy is 1,000% right, Brett. And we have people like that in the history of music. That they got away with a sound. They didn't have a great voice. Interesting that Dion has come out and said that that he will control. No, he did not say that he will control where he goes. He suggested that. Okay, did you read? He suggested. Here you go. I'll read it for you so that way. We'll get the right information out there and get it right so we don't put it out wrong. Okay. Because he was, I'm paraphrasing, but he basically made it sound like Shadur Sanders and the other kid that they aren't for every city and that he'd like to see where he'd like to see them go is what he talked about. But not that he would control because in the end you can't control, right? But he did say that it would be like Eli Manning. He says, I know where I want them to go. So it's certain cities that ain't going to happen. It's going to be an Eli. That's not him controlling anything. That's just saying that, hey, be careful. If you're not the city he wants to go to, he's going to hold out like Eli did, like John Elway did. Okay. So that's what it is. This is why I like actually getting the right information out there for you guys instead of misinformation like that. He's not controlling. There were certain cities that fit. Atlanta fit. And I want that for my kids, all of them. I want the right fit. Atlanta was the first time I saw Black people in positions of authority. It blew my mind. It was real in Atlanta. I had never seen anything like that in my life. Sanders also mentioned San Francisco, Dallas, Washington, and Baltimore as acceptable destinations. Previously, he said he didn't want Shador to play in a cold weather city. So he's actually, you know, changed that. Okay. But again, it's not, he can't control anything. And he didn't say that he was going to control it. He's just suggesting, hey, make sure you're a city he wants to be in, because if not, he'll hold out. So that's kind of what it is. So let's, you know, let's get the information out the right way. You know, you might be repeating what someone else said, and then that's our problem, and we play telephone all the time. The reason that he couldn't close on a Lillard deal is that no one wanted Hero. Nah, Lillard's a wussy. Please give me a break. Lillard could have forced this deal. He has no balls whatsoever. I blame Lillard completely on that. He's a complete coward. Rod Stewart, Kenny Rogers. No, those are voices. No, those aren't sounds, Ocala Joe. I don't know if you're saying that. Rod Stewart has a voice. No, no, he has a voice. It's a scratchy voice, but it's a voice. And my God, Kenny Rogers definitely has a voice. Yes. No, no, those are voices. I wouldn't put those guys as sound. Spending my lunch break on my 43rd birthday with the best host and producing duo in the industry. Thank you, Eric. Happy birthday to you, my friend. That's awesome, man. Uber Beaner is in the house. Tyson says, oh, describing music in every genre like Frank Ocean and Nod amongst folks in my time, but I always said he's not a singer, great writer and production, but a cappella, yikes. Okay. I got to listen to the voice. I can't picture it in my mind right now. Good morning, Big O and Sean. Hope you all are doing good. Yes, we are, Stephen. Thank you. Philip Dunkley, Information and Entertainment. Thank you, sir. Brandon Roud, Big O, what are your top three at altcoins growth potential for the next year or two? Now, Brandon, I'm going to pick stuff that I'm invested in. Okay? All right, sir. By the way, how's Ondo doing? Which is one of them. I would have given you Ondo, but it's blown up a little bit here. Let me see. Where's Ondo at right now? Ondo's at 96 cents. I gave it to you guys at 24. You're about to 3X the bitch. You're about to 3X the bitch. Ondo's going to be a monster. It's still going to grow a lot, dude. It's going to grow so much, Ondo. And let me tell you something. Ondo right now, it's got a $1.29 billion market cap. This thing can go, I still think it can go to 4 or 5X from here. Anyway, let's see. From here, I love HBAR. HBAR is at 11 and a half cents. I think HBAR could, brother, get to 70, 80, 90 cents, maybe even a dollar with everything it's got going on. HBAR is going to be a monster. Chainlink, I'm baffled. I'm baffled that it's only $19.41. This mother effer is going to go well over $100 in this bull run. I am not a financial advisor by any stretch. Star Atlas is a game that I think is going to blow up. It's at 83,000th of a penny. It was at 24 cents. And it's at 83,000th of one penny. So it hasn't gotten to one penny. And it still needs to go to 24X to get back to its original, you know, all-time high. And it's going to surpass that in my eyes. I love Atlas again. Not a financial advisor. Remember, if you're looking for coins, go to coinmarketcap.com, put in whatever coin you want, scroll down about halfway. It'll show you where it's being sold if you're looking for it. Okay. Oh, by the way, Bitcoin, we are at 70,000. $70,000, man. By the way, where are we at in profit right now? We are at $48. How about that? $48. I don't know if you can see it there. I mean, there you go. $5.90. And where is it at now? $6.38.13. How do you like that? Is that growing like that in your savings account? I doubt it. I doubt it very much. So what else do we have here? Good morning. Oh, just got a new Dolphins hat from Caneswear with the old logo, of course. There you go. Did you use Big O 10 to get 10% off? Remember, Big O 10, 10% off. Big O 10, 10% off at Caneswear, online or in person. And online, if you order over $100, you will get free shipping. Okay? You see this shit moving, bro? It's already at 70,238. I mean, it was going to happen. We were going to bounce back, and it was going to catapult. I told you, man. I don't lie to you. I tell you the truth, man. The truth is always there. Oh, God. All right, what else do we have? Agreed. I was referring to that commercial. I got you. Oh, are you going to a Marlins game this year? Probably not. I probably will not go to a Marlins game. Why should I? You don't make a commitment. Why? I'm not going as a media member, but as a paying customer, why? Why would I go? You're not committed to winning. If you're not committed to winning, how can I commit to you? Think about that. That makes no sense. All right, we thank Ira Winderman as always. We thank Sean Stanley, the man, the myth, the legend that drives this program every single day. We thank all of you that called in, tuned in as always. We appreciate your support immensely. If you sent in a super chat, thank you as always. Cash App or Venmo, you can make a donation anytime. Cash App or Venmo at Cash Big O Show. That's Cash Big O Show. Cash App or Venmo. Appreciate all of you. We will see you tomorrow morning. Same time, same place, same bat channel.